Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, and welcome back to Solo Success. Life can feel like a juggling act sometimes, right? You're trying to nail that promotion at work, keep your personal life afloat, maybe even squeeze in some time for fun. All while the world feels like it's spinning faster and faster. Ever feel like you're running on fumes, barely keeping your head above water? That feeling of chaos is something we all deal with, trust me. But here's the kicker. In the midst of this crazy whirlwind, there's one thing that becomes absolutely essential, self-care. Not as a luxury, but as a lifeline. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to fly a plane without checking the fuel levels, right? Well, your mental and emotional well-being is like that fuel. If it runs low, everything else starts to fall apart. So today, we're diving deep into finding balance in chaos, how to prioritize self-care even when life feels like a constant sprint. Here are 5 key takeaways to keep you grounded and thriving. 1. Redefine self-care. Forget the bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. True self-care is about intentionally nourishing your mind, body, and soul in ways that make you feel good. Maybe it's taking a 30-minute walk each day to clear your head, reading a few pages of that book you've been meaning to get to, or finally tackling that project you've been putting off. It's about actively choosing things that bring you joy and replenish your energy. 2. Set boundaries like a boss. This is crucial. Learn to say no gracefully, even when it feels uncomfortable. You don't have to be everything to everyone all the time. Protect your time and energy by setting clear boundaries with work, friends, family, even with social media. Remember, you are not obligated to respond to every email, text, or request instantly. 3. Embrace imperfection. Let go of that need for perfection, okay? Seriously, nobody's perfect, and striving for it is a recipe for burnout. Aim for good enough instead, in your work, your relationships, even in the way you tidy your living room, I'm looking at you, pile of laundry. This frees up mental space to focus on what truly matters. 4. Move your body. Exercise isn't just about looking good, it's a powerful stress reliever and mood booster. Find something you genuinely enjoy, dancing, yoga, hiking. Even just taking a brisk walk around the block. 30 minutes a day can make a world of difference. 5. Seek support when you need it. Don't be afraid to reach out for help when things get overwhelming. Talk to a friend, family member, therapist, anyone you trust. Remember, we're all in this together, and there's no shame in asking for support. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, right? She's juggling a demanding job, a new puppy, and trying to keep up with her social life. She's constantly on the go, feeling stretched thin, and starts getting headaches more often. She knows something needs to change. So, Sarah decides to start prioritizing self-care. She sets boundaries at work, saying no to extra projects she doesn't have time for. She schedules 30 minutes every morning for yoga, even if it's just a simple stretching routine in her living room. And most importantly, she makes time for activities that bring her joy, catching up with friends over coffee, taking walks in the park with her puppy, and reading a good book before bed. The result? Sarah feels less stressed, has more energy, and is even sleeping better. Her headaches disappear, and she's able to show up as her best self both at work and at home. Remember, finding balance is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel like you're on top of the world, and days when it all feels overwhelming. The key is to keep practicing these strategies, to listen to your body and mind, and to never stop prioritizing your well-being. You've got this. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. And by nurturing your own well-being, you become stronger, more resilient, and better equipped to handle whatever life throws your way. So go out there, make time for self-care, and show up as the amazing individual you are. If this episode resonated with you, be sure to hit that subscribe button, leave a review, and share it with someone who needs a little reminder about the importance of self-love. Until next time, keep shining.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.